these basic exercises help us to expand our capacities, and they help us to understand how to better work with ourselves within these meditations. So today I'm going to do, as our exercises, we're going to do brain balancing, we're going to do whole body male-female balancing, and we're also going to do bringing down energy from the heavens and bringing up energy from the earth. And after these three exercises, I think that most people will have a very good understanding of how things can work in meditation. And maybe I'll throw in a few more interesting things as we go along.
I don't know.
So when we do this brain balancing exercise, it can be done from any position. It doesn't require any previous preparation. You can do it right here, right now. It's an exercise, just more like flexing your muscles kind of exercise, but we do it within the brain. So in this exercise, what we are doing is that we understand in our brain, we have two hemispheres in the brain, the right hemisphere and the left hemisphere. The left hemisphere is where all our rational thinking takes place, all our calculations, all our examinations and analysis and all of that. And on the right side is the more intuitive side, the side that has more connection to simply knowing, perceptions which come without having to be related to logic. Now, in the brain, the transmission crisscrosses in the spinal column. So that which is on the that which is connected with the right side of the brain is connected with the left side of the body. That which is connected with the left side of the brain is connected with the right side of the body. You can also see it that the sun is the more masculine energy in the body. The moon is the more feminine energy in the body. So the feminine energy is more of the intuitive energy. The masculine energy is more of the logical energy. Sometimes people see it as a separation between the mind and the heart. For there should be a balance between the mind and the heart. There should be a balance between the forms of logical rationality, thought process, and the feeling and intuitive side of life. And attaining that kind of a balance starts by balancing these two sides of the brain. Now, balancing the two sides of the brain does not mean you have two separate things on a scale and they just have to weigh the same. That's not the kind of balance we're talking about. Rather, we are speaking about removing the imposition of the wall between these two hemispheres, the division, that which keeps them working separately. Now, as you know, I have been trying to reestablish the natural understanding of holistic integration of all things within existence. But so long as we have this disintegration, this separation between the hemispheres of our brain, with this wall between, we are going to have a very hard time to make a balance between the mind and the heart. And as so long as we have that wall, we are blocked in a certain way. Our energy cannot flow freely. Our energy is being forced or funneled in particular ways. So the purpose of this exercise is to break down the barrier between the left and right side of the brain. And doing that, I have somehow stumbled upon a very simple exercise that goes very far towards breaking down that distinction. And that in that exercise, what we are going to do is we're going to create a little ping pong ball or a little ball in our head, on one side of the head, and we're going to just bring that ball over the top of the head to the other side of the head. In other words, we're going to make a semicircular arc between one side of the head and the other with a little ball that we're going to create within our head. Now, creating that ball is called visualization. We are going to visualize this ball being in our head. It's a very essential technique in meditation. It's called visualization. You have to create something that isn't ordinarily there by visualizing it being there. With your energy and your intention, you're going to visualize that it's actually there energetically. So visualization means you use your energy, you use your will, you use your intention, the power that you have to create a particular energetic manifestation. In this particular exercise, the visualization will be to create a very small golf ball, ping pong ball, some small kind of a ball in your head, and just move it by your visualization from one side to the other, and actually feel it moving as it gradually moves from one side to the other. And later on you will see that this power, this capacity to visualize, can lead you to visualize anything you want, and a lot of things you visualize can be very beneficial for you. So we are going to visualize this ball, and we're going to gradually move it from one side of the brain to the other. And when we move it like this, we're going to be breaking down the barrier in our brain between the left side and the right side, between our feminine, between our masculine, individualistic natures. And although I'm sorry that I'm repeating this explanation, which those of us who've been around for a while have heard at least 20 times, I'm not sorry that we have to do it, because it's good for everyone at all times, and it's like a review, kind of a review exercise, which is good for everyone at all times. So when we do this exercise, we'll simply be sitting peacefully wherever we are, and we'll just be looking within our head, and we create that ball, and then we move it over, and then we move it back, and you don't have to make it fast. You just push it as quickly or rapidly as you can, but you have to feel it moving back and forth, because your feeling it moving back and forth is the thing that makes the energy actually move back and forth. Now, if it helps you to do so, you can also just let your head sway back and forth too as you move that ball back and forth. Whatever you feel most comfortable doing. The essential thing is only to keep it inside your head, not to let it bounce outside, because that doesn't do what it's supposed to do. You have to be involved in the brain itself. So we can start now. So everybody can just sit very peacefully wherever you are and close your eyes and just relax wherever you are. And now, create that ball on one side of your head, doesn't matter where, somewhere above your ear. And then within your head, bring the ball within to the other side and then back again. Just keep doing this. You should become tired when you do this after a while. It's a work. So let's all do that together. If you're having trouble moving it, pull it within energetically. Pull the energy over. Good. Now we're going to work in the same kind of basic fashion, but with another exercise, which is also very good for developing the balance between the left and the right side of the body. I want you to do the same thing, but I want you to just feel the energy that is within your upper body, your chest, between your hips and your shoulders. And just move as if you're moving a bar within your body from one side to the other. Just moving it in the upper body now. Not a ball, but a bar. Just moving it up and down across. A bar that is going vertically up and down from your head to your feet. But inside your chest on one side and move it across. Do the same thing now. Just visualize that bar and then slowly bring it from one side to the other. There's no need to do that too much because that's a very powerful exercise. Now, in the next exercise, I want you just to learn how to experience energy. Because in many of the meditations, I ask you to move energy. But to move energy, you have to feel energy. To feel energy, you have to be aware of your capacity to perceive it. So there will be two techniques that I will display right now. which will be very useful for perceiving that energy. In the first technique, we're simply going to put our hands down by our sides, and we're just going to be aware of our hands. We're just going to concentrate on our hands and just feel the hands and make the hands sensitive to energy just by feeling your hands. So everybody do that now. Just put your hands out from away from your body a little bit and just feel your hands and sensitize your hands with awareness. Just focus your concentration totally on the palms of your hands, your fingers. You should feel a tingling as you become aware of the energy there. When you focus, you should have nothing else in your mind except what you are doing. Now, I want you to just hold your hands a little together as they face each other, like you can see in my picture here, if you can see the picture, but if you can't, just hold your hands together, just not close, but like maybe 25 centimeters, 1 foot away. And with these sensitive hands, just feel a ball of energy between your hands. Feel that ball of energy. It should be like some rubber, and you should feel it has some density. It should have some thickness of energy. And if you have to, you can move your hands closer till you feel that energy. And massage that ball when you feel that energy. That means just feel it, push it a little, feel the resistance it gives you. This feeling of that energy is something you can do at any time you wish to be aware of it by simply sensitizing your hands and feeling that energy. The same exact technique can be used to feel the energy field of others by putting your hand towards them, towards their chakras. You can feel their chakra. You can feel their energy. If I was there personally, I'd have everybody standing up and everybody could feel the energy of each other, feel the chakras of each other. It's a very, very interesting experience. Anyway, you could do it. What's the difference? Everybody stand up. Wherever you are, just stand up. And just the person next to you or somebody you choose, just bring your hand close to them and feel their energy from the front, from the front. Start with the heart, around the heart region. What you can do is you can start with having your hand a little bit far away And then bring it in gradually till you start to feel their energy. Feel it. Just get used to feeling other people's energy like that. It really works much better when you're about maybe 2 meters. You start 2 meters away and then you gradually bring your hand in until you can feel the energy field of the other person. You should not stand directly in front of the person, but should stand a little bit to the side and then have your hand. I will show you in this image if you can see it. You have your hand out to the side and then you come in like this towards the chakra or towards the heart region of the person. And that way you don't get your energy mixed with theirs, and you can feel. At one point, you feel the solidness of their energy field with your hand. You can hold your hand out like I have it here. You know, hold it out straight. Yeah, tingling sensation. That's what you feel. When you come into the energy field of the other, you feel some tingling, you feel some energy there in your hands. You feel something. That's their energy field that you're feeling. Don't say, oh, I don't feel anything. Oh, what can that be? That's my imagination. You're actually feeling it. Just accept that you're feeling it. And the more you accept their energy, the more you'll be able to feel it. Now, everybody stand up, and we're going to do now another kind of exercise. We're going to balance in the body the predominating energy that we have with the weaker energy that we have. Now, everybody has one side of their body which is very attuned to drinking in energy, and the other side which is weaker. Now, it's not an absolute principle. But usually men have stronger right sides and women have stronger left sides. What this means is that when you fill this, you fill yourself up with energy, what happens is that basically you will fill up in that side that you are more in tune with. So the point of this exercise is to fill yourself up on your predominating side and move the energy over to the weaker side. Now, the physical position in which you're going to do this, I cannot show you totally, but you just have your feet out about the same distance as your shoulders, and you have your hands like this out directly to your side, and you're very, very relaxed. And you're going to create a kind of like a tin foil, an aluminum foil, a metal foil that goes straight down the middle of your body in this way, yeah, like this horizontal way, dividing the body directly with this thin, thin foil all the way through the top of your head, all the way down into the floor. So you have this like metal plate directly in the middle of you, but very thin metal, directly, like a foil, directly through you. Now, don't do any of this yet. I'm just explaining it. So you're going to create that foil, and that's the first visualization. The second visualization is you're going to bring down, I've got to squinch down here, you've got to bring down the energy from the heavens, from the celestial realm or from the universe. Just bring down energy, raw energy, and just soak it up through the chakra at the top of your head as if somebody was pouring that energy into your chakra from above. So you're going to just accept that energy. It's just going to pour through your Sahasrara chakra and it's going to fill up your body. And it's just going to pour flowing right down, down, down to your feet. It's just going to fill you up like you were an empty jar. However, in this exercise, because you have this foil here, you're going to experience that it fills up on your predominating side. So if your predominating side is the right side, all that energy will be flowing into the right side and will fill up everything in this foil on the right side. And then you're going to be filled up on one side and kind of empty on the other. So what we're going to do is we're going to have it all full and then we're going to dive. And we're going to push the energy from the side where it's full over to the other side so that the other side is now full, which was weak, and the side which was strong is empty. And then we're going to again call down from the heavens that energy and fill up the strong side. And now we're going to have both sides full of energy. Then we're going to dissolve the foil and mix the energy in our whole body, which is now balanced with the male and female energies. Okay, so let's start. Everybody just stand, like I said before, with your arms just out like this, just to the side, in a very, very relaxed way. And keep your eyes closed so that you can concentrate better. So now I want you to create this very thin foil straight through your body from the top all the way down to the floor to divide the two sides of your body. And now just feel that separation. Feel yourself as one person who is now divided in half. But connected at the foil. And now, I want you to just bring through your Sahasrara chakra. I want you to bring down energy from the heavens, from the higher realms, from the universe, wherever it is. Just bring that energy down as if it was pouring into your chakra. And just fill yourself with that energy on whatever side it wishes to go. Do that now. The energy can flow as a creamy energy, or as a liquidy energy, or as a gaseous energy. Just let it flow in whatever way you can and fill you all up. You'll feel its power, whatever. Yes, good. Now, move that energy en masse from the predominating side that it filled up on across to the other side, which is weak, and just hold it there. And when it's completely moved, start to fill up again on the other side. Fill till you're totally filled. Now that you are totally filled, dissolve the foil between and let the energy flow on both sides of your body now. as it is filled equally on both sides. You will feel a kind of surge of energy within you, because now you have energy in places where you usually do not have it. Now I want you to stand in the same position you were in just now, and I want you to just bring again energy from the heavens. But this time, I want you to intend that that's the light, the beautiful sun, the beautiful moon, the beautiful light energy that you are now absorbing throughout your whole body, through your head, all the way down to your feet. Just absorb it all in. And bring it down. Bring it down. Don't let it just clog up your head. Bring it down. Bring it down. Feel it going all the way down through your body to your feet. If it just gets stuck in your head, you're going to get a headache. Now, I want you to feel energy coming up from Mother Earth. I want you to just accept through your Muladhara chakra, which is, you know, between your legs, going straight down into the earth. I want you to just absorb the energy of Mother Earth up through the Muladhara chakra, all the way up through your body, all the way up to your head. Just absorb it upwards now, the energy that she's giving you. Just suck it up. Just bring it up. Just suck it up. And now just relax. Now I want you to visualize roots coming out of the bottom of your feet, and very, very far into the earth, just going into the earth and rooting you like a great tree into the earth. Just make those roots grow right out of your left foot and your right foot, one at a time, way into the earth. Like a big tree. Feel those roots and feel yourself rooted like that. Feel how strongly you are situated on the earth. Now, keeping those roots like that, keeping your tree-like existence rooted to the earth, I want you now to fill out the rest of the tree above as leaves and branches which are just reaching out to the heavens while you are rooted in the earth. Just become a beautiful tree with green leaves reaching out to the sky, absorbing the energy of the sun. Just meditate on the glory of the tree that is rooted firmly in the earth, yet is reaching out to the heavens, to the sky above. And don't forget to relax. There's no stress involved. Very powerful tree. Strong. With many leaves to give shelter to all who come underneath. Receiving nutrients from the earth through the roots, receiving energy through the sun, through the leaves. And very peaceful. All right, now you can all sit down and just relax and smile within at yourself and how wonderful you have just done that.